Merry Christmas. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for tuning in on this holiday edition of the show. I will return to the airwaves live on Monday, January 6th, and Civic Media has an excellent slate of guest hosts for the show between now and then. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your friendly on-air lawyer, economist, and friend, even when we disagree. You can always join us for some great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just some breaking news while we were in our top of the hour break. Republicans announcing that they have a new plan to avoid government shutdown. Donald Trump tweeting out his support for the continuing resolution. So again, continue to watch this space. Cardi, what I'd like to do, since we're on this topic, and I got a couple of questions during break about this, I'd like to play Cut W, because one of the incredible bits of misinformation is that Social Security adds to our deficit. And that is false. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can just listen to Ronald Reagan explain it.
We're going to just keep asking members of the caucus as they come in.
That is not the right cut.
It have to be just the discretionary spending.
We not can the right get one. We're going to see if we can find it. It was the Ronald Reagan cut. That's not it either. That's Ron Johnson. I do not know where it went. Maybe it's cut V. Let's check that one out and see if that's Ronald Reagan. Let's take a listen here.
Well, Social Security, let's lay it to rest once and for all. I told you never would I do such a thing. But I tell you also now, Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit. Social Security is totally funded by the payroll tax levied on employer and employee. If you reduce the outgo of Social Security, that money would not go into the general fund to reduce a deficit. It would go into the Social Security Trust Fund. So Social Security has nothing to do with balancing a budget or erasing or lowering the deficit.
Ah, yes. The late, great Ronald Reagan explaining it all there for you. Cardi, that was my bad. That was gave you the wrong cut cue there, but we got there. Again, I just wanted to make that clear because, again, there's a lot of confusion about that. I have decided I'm going to do probably at least an hour on Social Security when I come back from my little holiday break the week of January 6th. Speaking of which, just a little housekeeping here, everybody. We have got great guest hosts lined up for you for the entire 2 weeks. We're also going to have a really special Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve show for you here at the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to share some of my favorite memories of this time of year with you all. So do keep us locked in. And after my show on Christmas Eve, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is going to have a special episode. And then right at 6 o'clock, we're going to go into all Christmas music across the entire Civic Media Network, including our talk stations, for a little over 24 hours starting Christmas Eve. So again, we got you covered here for all of your holiday talk and musical needs, desires, and wants. So that's first thing. Again, big news, Republicans announcing that there is a deal on the table to keep the government funded to avoid the shutdown. And again, just wanting to be very clear, Social Security does not have anything to do with the federal budget or the budget deficit, period. Next topic, I did have a little bit from Rachel Maddow on Elon Musk and his driving cars, self-driving cars, Cardi. If you've got that cut, I wanted to listen to this because I think it's a little lengthy. But it's important because the Elon Musk conflict of interest problem and the fact that apparently Elon Musk is now, you know, determining what American policy is and whether or not we get a continuing resolution that was negotiated by our actual elected representatives is important. So we're going to listen to this. This is from Rachel Maddow's show earlier this week. It was pretty gosh darn shocking. And I wanted to make this small correction. I did mention that Elon Musk isn't an American. He is not a born here American. He is a citizen. He became a citizen in 2002. Just wanted to make that clear. So All right. Let's take a listen. Can you turn the X-Files? Yep.
Action crash eastbound on the Bay Bridge and inside the Yerba Buena Tunnel.
I thought I was a goner at first when it happened. I mean, you see something like that, it's like coming towards you at full speed. I thought, well, this is it.
So that was Thanksgiving Day 2022. Just a few months later, the news outlet The Intercept obtained video that showed that accident as it happened. It turns out it was a Tesla whose owner says the car was in full self-driving mode and the car just randomly braked super hard in the middle of the tunnel.
Total of 8 vehicles crashed, 9 people injured, including a 2-year-old boy. Just hours before the crash, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the launch of the full self-driving beta version, which he called a major milestone. But there are a growing number of reports of the Tesla technology unexpectedly slamming on the brakes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration assigned a special crash investigation team to look into what happened. They're already investigating dozens of incidents involving advanced driver assistance systems from Volvos, Cadillacs, Hyundai, Genesis, and Cruise. But mostly Tesla.
Mostly Teslas. Earlier this year, the agency released its report on its findings after collecting all of this data for several years. It led to headlines like this, quote, Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving linked to hundreds of crashes and dozens of deaths. Government report described the data about these hundreds of crashes, but it also gave the specific details of some of them, including one particularly harrowing one from North Carolina. A 10th grader stepped off of a school bus. The school bus was doing everything right. It was pulled over. It had its lights flashing, had all the warning signals that a school bus activates when it's letting off students to let everybody know around there that they need to stop. School bus is doing everything right. The kid was doing everything right. But a 2022 Model Y Tesla on autopilot mode nevertheless whipped around the stopped school bus and slammed into this kid. Reuters headline, quote, exclusive. Trump team wants to scrap car crash reporting rule. The Trump transition has apparently surveyed the landscape of public policy in the United States of America and has decided, eh, you know what really needs to go? What needs to go as a matter of priority is this thing that we've had for a few years now where car companies have to report it when their car is on autopilot and it crashes into something. Now, what is the purported justification for getting rid of this rule and getting rid of it now? I mean, they can't just say, well, you know, this guy paid for the presidential election. Therefore, he kind of bought himself a government, and so he gets what he wants, right?
Yeah. This is the problem, right? Elon Musk, if he can tell Congress to stop the continuing resolution, tell Donald Trump what to do, why would Elon Musk not tell Donald Trump to do a bunch of stuff that helps out Elon Musk's businesses? So again, during the week of January 6th, at least an hour I'm going to spend on Social Security and at least an hour I'm going to spend just on Elon Musk and the conflicts and the contracts and the bailouts and the handouts and the help that he's received from the federal government. Because again, Elon Musk isn't a Republican or a Democrat. He's just the billionaire of the richest guy in the world variety. It's that's insane that the federal government should stop requiring car companies to report crashes involving their vehicles. Why is that a good idea? And I'm going to put this marker down as well. So remember this. It's 3:14 p.m. on December 18th, 2024. The thing, maybe not that I'm worried the most about, but easily in my top 5 things about Trump 2.0, is the absolute gutting and dismantling of our data collection systems and our data collection mandates in the federal government. Because the data is how we assess whether or not policy is successful or not. And if we don't have the data, then you can say whatever the hell you want about whether or not your policies are successful, and no one has the information to say you're wrong. It's the logical next step in factual relativism, where lies become truth and truth become lies. As an economist, that is deeply concerning. And I know people are in this headspace where it's like, oh, it's just all made up. Yeah, people can do crappy and biased analyses. Yep, that happens. But what publicly available, reliable federal raw data provides you is the ability to go show that their analysis was crud. And so this one, on behest of Elon Musk, oh, stop tracking crash data. That's just one example. So watch out for Donald Trump 2.0 dismantling federal data analysis, federal data collection, dismantling the regulations that require reporting of certain types of data. And watch out for what they might newly start tracking and requiring reporting of. Like, let's stop tracking those car crashes. Let's start tracking women's periods and pregnancies. Let's do that. We should have a Federal Department of Women's Menstruation. And I only mean that like half jokingly. I mean, for crying out loud, South Carolina's Republicans, they're reintroducing the death penalty for women that get an abortion. They're coming back on that one. Didn't quite get enough of it the first time around when it went down. Ooh, Lord. I mean, texting in, do you think any normal American believes Mad Cow, referring to Rachel Maddow? You don't need to believe what she just said. You can go use the Google box and find out what she said is true. It is. Donald Trump has proposed getting rid of car crash data. There are all kinds of investigations proceeding right now in the federal government about Elon Musk's self-driving cars. Like, forget Rachel Maddow. Who cares who the messenger is? Same texter, all lies today. What, sir, specifically, or ma'am, is a lie? Forget that it's me saying it. Forget that you disagree with me most of the time. Either Donald Trump has proposed eliminating the collection of car crash data, or he hasn't. And I don't think it's disputable that Elon Musk has numerous federal investigations going on right now into his self-driving cars killing people. I'm just saying, like, forget me, forget Rachel Maddow. Nice that you call a woman a cow, by the way. Lame. All right. I've gotten a little off topic. We're going to take your phone calls, though, because this is important and we want to have a great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.